Hi, I am Kendall Rawls with the Rawls Group, and I am here to welcome you to our discussion. Consider us your tribe of sorts, where we chat about all things related pretty much to anything. As your tribe, we provide 5 different perspectives from our unique view of the world. We are pioneers, trailblazers, go-getters, power professionals, marvelous moms, friends, dog lovers, and so much more. Our discussions span from leadership, business, relationships, and personal growth, and everything in between. Here we go.
Good morning, everyone. This is our first tribe, first thing in the morning. So you may see us drinking a cup of coffee. Brigida is taking her daughter to school right now. And Amy, one of our tribe members, Amy Allen, is traveling in from a conference from Vegas. So she is not joining us today. And Cindy is just looking as lovely as always, just as Jeannie is. And so for this topic today, I'm going to kick it over to Jeannie to kick us off. Jeannie?
Thank you, Miss Kendall. And thank you for bringing us all together in this wonderful tribe. So I honor you. This morning, or maybe you're watching this afternoon, or maybe you're watching it this evening, I just want to welcome you. And today, I want to talk about nothing has meaning but the meaning you give it and what that means. Maybe somebody barked at you or was kind of nasty and you added all kinds of meaning to it. Oh, this person doesn't like me. They don't think I'm doing a good job and all that monkey chatter, right? It has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. Where are they at? What's going on in their life? What's going on in their head? Maybe they just had a bad situation. And what happens is we bring baggage with us. We bring baggage with us. So when I come into my office, whatever's going on out there stays out there. And I leave my bags at the door. And that way I'm not transferring something that has nothing to do with Brigida, Kendall, Cindy, or the rest of you. And I transfer that onto somebody else. So where in your life are you adding meaning to something that really has nothing to do with you? I'm just curious about that. Kendall, I know you had something to add for this topic.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I've been living in a 2-month cycle of work, personal events just coming at me as fast as Brigida was driving down that highway in a way that it's been really hard to deal with them and process them and show up and be who I want to be for the people in my life, for family, for friends, and show up for work and fulfill the responsibilities that I have there. It's been a trying couple months, and I feel like I'm sprinting literally from one thing to another and letting everybody down, including myself, because I'm not showing up the way that I want to show up, with the grace and patience and versatility. And to find, I mean, it takes substantial practice to be able to take a pause, release. As you've mentioned, I mean, I kind of think about it from a way of when people and teams in sports, oftentimes I played volleyball, and whenever we would go out, we didn't have much facilities in high school, and so we would all meet in a walk-in closet. And when we left that walk-in closet, we would hit the door jam. And in my mind, that was me leaving my ego in the room, and this was time to play. They do that a lot in football. When they're leaving the meeting room, and they oftentimes have something written there that's big for their college or their team or university or whatever it is. And so it's really having some sort of practice where you're hitting something, or you have a visual, or you remember to take a pause and leave the SHIT at the door. Cause otherwise it does follow you. It follows you like Linus. I would think of Linus, yeah. From a what's the name of that
Charlie Brown.
Yes, from Charlie Brown. Yeah, you're walking around with dirt falling off of you everywhere, and then everyone else has to clean up after you. So when you had mentioned this topic, the way that I was going to enter it was, how do you show up for people? But I feel like the way that you framed it was so much richer, and knowing that everybody's going through something, and it could be that day their schedule got thrown off, and that's what put them in a hole, or they've lost a really close friend of theirs that passed away. And I mean, that's what I'm going through, who is a neighbor, and then compounding that with all the other responsibilities that you have, and how to show up for people, and being versatile, and having that space of giving other people space for what they're going through, it's just a very dynamic environment, especially whenever you're already feeling taxed, you're already tired, whether it be physically, mentally, or emotionally. So that is a deep topic, and I think one that requires continued practice. It's kind of, when I think about it, kind of like staying in shape or keeping your cardiovascular. It's something that you can't just go for a run one day and think that you're in tip-top shape. It's something that you have to continue to practice.
I agree.
It grows stronger.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I just want to tell a quick story, and then we're going to call Sydney and Brigida out. Being very comfortable with yourself, and it is a practice, and I have practiced it for years. I have had all kinds of things going on, and both my mother and mother-in-law had Alzheimer's, and I cannot bring that energy or a negative energy to that, because it's just not a good place, and they can feel and sense things at a way deeper level. The people that are memory impaired, because other things step up, right? Their sensory step up. I was, and I want you to think about this. I was in the front of the room speaking, in charge of the room. And I know we have a lot of speakers that follow us, and a lot of us that do training for companies. So you're standing in front of the room and everything's ready to go, and you're smiling and you're happy and you're good to go. And the owner or the person event that it is comes running in the room and starts going, bah, 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 rearranging the room and all these things. What do you do? And for me, it was okay. I can go back to my old ways before I got involved in personal development. And what would I do? Well, I would eject her, right? Sorry, I'm just calling it like I see it. Or I can cry and run out of the room, which is what a lot of the other people in the room said they probably would have done. Or I can just stand there and smile and be completely grounded and let her do what she needs to do, and don't take it personally. It had nothing to do with me. And it was the most difficult, it felt like an hour, but I think it was like 4 or 5 minutes time. But just standing there, understanding that it had nothing to do with me, nothing, zero, zilch. And having practiced this, I thought, oh my gosh, if I didn't know and wasn't aware that it's not personal, it has nothing to do with me, I don't know what I would have done in that situation. So it is a practice. It is an ongoing situation. And then, of course, when we were ready to go, I threw a little quick one-liner sarcasm in, and we rocked and rolled. Who I am.
We're grateful for who you are, Jeannie, and you do it with such ease and grace. And I can just picture it. It was amazing. And it is a practice. It's something that we have to work on. We choose to work on constantly as we learn and grow. The best book ever for me was, again, The Four Agreements. And, you know, being impeccable with your word, not taking things personally, don't make assumptions, and do your best. And when you've got those four key components in place, your life becomes completely different. And it is a practice. It every day is different. We've got, I just got back from California and watching, helping my younger son and his wife with their new baby. And he is beautiful. And it's my first grandchild. So I'm super excited about that. But I would get up in the morning and I would have him from like 6 to 9 o'clock in the morning, California time, and just getting to have that focused couple of hours with him and just being, simply being with him. Nothing else in the world mattered at all in that time. And it was fabulous. And when we can bring that kind of mindset, that presence, that focus into being with everyone else in our lives, even when we're a little jet lagged and tired and, you know, not sure what's going to happen next, and we've got a whole lot of things scheduled for the day and it feels a little overwhelming. Tapping back into that heart space and that being space, and not adding meaning to things, because people are going through stuff that we have no idea of. And it's a grace and an ease that we allow ourselves. And it's really important in my mind to be very compassionate, not only to others, but also for ourselves. We tend, as women, I think sometimes we have a tendency to focus on others instead of ourselves first. And there are times when ourselves first is the only way we can take care of others. You know, in the airplane, they tell you to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you put it on anyone else. It's imperative that we take care of ourselves first and listen to our bodies and do what needs to be done.
I love the conversation. And in the series of the Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz co-wrote a book with his son, The Fifth Agreement, which means exactly that. Nothing has meaning but the meaning that you give it. And having grace and meeting the person where they're at is definitely the way to go, because you never know. Just like in Kendall's case, has someone lost a dear, dear friend and responds the way that they respond to you? Or did someone just get, you know, an email from their boss or their kid's school, or with a message that might have them frustrated or upset? The thing is, we cannot look inside of other people's brain. We cannot detect necessarily their mindset in which they are responding to us. And that's exactly, you know, tapping into Jeannie's story of being in the training room and the owner coming in and just suddenly starting to rearrange the deck chairs. Well, if we look at that on a deeper level, there's definitely something going on in that person that made them do it, for them to not have that grace. And for you to have the knowledge that however we are giving meaning to other people's message, may it be through their tonality, well, that really sounded rude, or that really sounded harsh, or through their actions. Why do they have to think that it's okay to start rearranging the room now when everyone's already sitting in their seats, or through their closed off body language, or through the words that they're choosing? And maybe they're choosing, you know, words that do not fit into your model of the world, that do not fit into how you take in the world through your means through your senses. So all of those layers play into giving meaning. And often, and I know we've all been there, we read a social media post and it pushes a button within us because we give a meaning to it, because we're just reading the words, and the person might have written the social media post or the email from a completely different mindset, from a completely different tonality than we are picking it up through our mindset and the tonality that we would speak it out. Because written words do not translate the tonality that the messenger the sender has written it. We just pick it up in the mindset and the tonality that we are in right now. And that's where we often, the worst degree, burn a bridge, because we respond to it from our mindset, from our tonality that we kind of have present, and suddenly everything just goes downhill. Suddenly everything just, turns sideways. And I know that, I don't know, but I would assume that we've all experienced that to some degree.
We appreciate you listening in. Do you have something you would like to chat about with us or maybe chime in on? Contact Amy, Brigida, Jeannie, Cindy, or Kendall at the email addresses listed on the screen. Or submit a topic you would like for us to discuss by emailing Kendall Rawls at kendall@rawlsgroup.com. We would love your feedback. Thank you to our 5 excellent coaches for sharing insight and perspectives and showing the power of vulnerability. Your tribe is produced by the Rawls Group Business Succession Planners.